Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, small businesses are finding themselves between a rock and a hard place. The rock, inflation. For a long time now, several quarters, inflation has been going up. You know about this. Commodities have been rising significantly. And they pushed up marginal costs and operating expenses. You know, marginal costs are the things that you buy that you use in your business, like cost of goods sold, and operating expenses are obviously just operating expenses. And the two different kinds of things that you pay for, but both are impacted by inflation. The marginal costs quicker than the operating expenses, and some of them are dramatic, like raw material. Those are part of the marginal cost. Those price increases are dramatic. I was noticing the other day I bought some lumber for a project in the last few years, and the price from the year ago when I got a quote on the lumber had gone up 25% just for some lumber, and some expenses are more subtle, like office supplies, copy paper, things like that, which aren't noticeable every time you go buy a box of copy paper. It's not so noticeable that the price is up, but over a year's time, it mounts up, doesn't it? And, of course, the mother of all price increases that we're experiencing is the doubling of fuel prices in the last 3 years. You know, gas prices, for example, are basically double where they were 3 years ago, has compounded the inflation of everything, including the cost of goods sold, materials we buy, the inventory, because every tangible product, everything that you can hold, has a delivery fuel ticket applied to it. Somehow it got transported to you and you to your customers. There's a fuel ticket applied to that. And of course, your own fuel bill—the one, the price, the direct fuel that you buy for your own vehicles, right? That's burning cash and eating profit. Well, that's the inflation rock. The hard place is a lack of price. You know, a business has pricing power if it can raise prices when it needs to or when it wants to. Most often, power is employed. To pass along cost increases. And as you know, as you can imagine, having pricing power is a good thing for any business to have, but unfortunately, and as we'll talk about in a minute with a poll that we took, unfortunately, small businesses don't have pricing power, or at least they don't have as much as they need. We recently asked our online audience, to our newsletter subscribers and those on our website. We asked this question about inflation and pricing. Are you able to raise prices to offset increases in costs and expenses? Here's what we learned. 49%, almost half of you said, somewhat. We have somewhat of an ability to raise prices, but it's difficult to match every increase. Only a few less, 6%, reported that you were not able to pass through cost increases, meaning you have no pricing power. And only 5% said inflation is not hurting us, meaning they can pass through the prices all they need. Or maybe they've got some other trick up there. But basically, when you look at this, folks, think about that. 5% basically had little or no pricing power. Now that's what I meant when I said small business owners are between that rock and the hard place. When a business experiences inflation without pricing power, it puts pressure in cash flow and profitability. If you're a young business, you're most vulnerable because you don't have the equity. You haven't retained the earnings to withstand a cashing effect of this dangerous dynamic of inflation with no pricing power. Older companies, if you've been around a while like me, you probably have a little bit of an advantage because you've got hopefully some retained profits that can help you endure longer. But every day, and I've seen this happen so many times, every day spent in the inflation without pricing power vortex is an equity eroding day closer to failure. I've watched older businesses go down that drain by not keeping up with their pricing, by not et cetera, to make sure that they can raise their prices when they need to, and they erode their equity and they go out of business, even though they've been around a long time. I've seen it happen many times. So why don't small business owners have more pricing power, and how do they get it? Well, the reason they don't is because small businesses have many advantages. Folks, we have advantages, and more really all the time. But most of those advantages are associated with being versatile and nimble and quick, right? Very rare do you ever hear about small businesses having an advantage because of power. We rarely ever overpower anything, right? Now that's the lesson. The way that we get some pricing power is to acquire at least some ability to develop a strategy that includes what I call the three pricing power imperatives: communicate, educate, and execute. This means reminding and explaining to customers, educating your customers in advance of a price increase, what you've got to do. And what you have to tell them is, you are experiencing inflation just like I am. You're feeling the squeeze on your own profits, your own cash flow. I have to protect myself just the way you have. And so the same pressures that are on you are on me. Therefore, I have to raise my prices. This is how you pull it off, folks. But always, you're delivering value for what you're giving them. You always have to have that. Remember, folks, small business pricing power requires you to have discipline, planning, and courage. It takes courage to be prepared to educate your customers about raising prices. If you don't do this, folks, inflation is not going to let up on you. It's going to get worse, I'm convinced, over the next several years. You've got to develop a pricing power strategy. So give it a shot. See what you think. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. When we come back, I'm going to talk about institutions and American exceptionalism.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.